I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. They may be fun to observe, but when it comes to a black bear and her cubs, do not feed the bears. I'll tell you a little more about it right after this. The black bear population in West Virginia is robust. After years of dwindling numbers, the bears have skyrocketed in West Virginia. On the one hand, that's a good thing that many people now see bears regularly. On the other hand, it increases the chance of a negative encounter. Colin Carpenter heads the Bear Project for the West Virginia DNR and says they're coming out and they're looking for lunch.
Yeah, now's the time. I mean, all the bears are active. They started coming out, the males started coming out in March, and even the sows with young of the year cubs were out by mid-April. So all the bears are out and they're looking for food.
Carpenter explains it's best that you don't become their favorite buffet.
Absolutely, because most of the time our human food sources are a lot higher in calories than their natural food sources. This is the time of year when our nuisance complaints peak. Usually they peak in the month of May, and they start dropping off once the summer natural foods become available. So basically, the message we try to get out to people is that you want to prevent these negative bear encounters from happening by securing your food sources. So that means take down the bird feeders, secure your trash, or don't put it out until the morning of pickup. Make sure that if you've got outside pets and you're feeding them outside, that you only give them enough that they can eat it in each serving.
Now that works around the house, but bears are creatures of opportunity, and when they find something, they'll just keep coming back. And dumpsters, one of the hardest targets to lock down.
Well, that's a challenging issue, and that's something that we've had problems with over the years. In a lot of cases, the trash companies don't want to put steel lids on their dumpsters. They don't want to retrofit them with steel lids. So one of the things that we recommend to folks that have a small dumpster that has the four plastic lids is take a 4x8 sheet of inch thick or 3/4 inch thick plywood, and then ratchet strap it over the top so that the bears can't cave those lids in when they get up on top of them.
Now, while they're fun to observe in the wild, a bear in the yard is a problem and dangerous, and seldom it ends well for the bear.
If we have to get involved and capture the bear, if it's an adult bear, we end up destroying the animal because, we've learned over years and years of trapping and translocating bears that you don't re-educate bears that have learned that they can get a much better food source from human food. We've got bears everywhere, and that's the other issue, is that when you move bears, you're moving a bear into an area where there's already bears there.
That's
not a good situation either when you're trying to move wildlife.
And remember, don't feed the bears. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.